Welcome to the From Burnout to Recovery Show with your host, Dr. Kate. This is where your journey to burnout recovery starts. Are you feeling overwhelmed or like work has become unmanageable? Join me and my guests for open and honest conversations about burnout recovery from the comfort of the front porch. I am here to help you build your resilience and prepare you for burnout in a whole new way through a variety of perspectives. Move past the idea that burnout can only be addressed by avoidance and work to integrate recovery into your daily life. Relax, take a breath. The From Burnout to Recovery Show starts now. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the From Burnout to Recovery Show with Dr. Kate on Transformation Talk Radio and member of the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group. I'm your host, Dr. Kate, and I'm excited to welcome you here today. Happy New Year, everyone. So excited to welcome in 2022 with you this week. Now, remember, as you are enjoying the show, to hit that subscribe button if you haven't yet, leave a review, and be sure to download the KS Media Group app for all the world's best influencers in one place. I wanted to kick off the year 2022 with a solo episode. So no guest today, just a couple of thoughts from me and what I do at the end of a year going into a new year to offer some reflection and grounding for myself when I get into that new space. Now, I think that it's really important to highlight that you don't have to wait for a new year or a Monday or the first of the month to start something. The moment you decide that you want your life to look different than what it does right now, you've started your journey to burnout recovery. And that's a really important thing to keep in mind, because often we look at it in these grand, big steps. When we think about New Year's resolutions, they tend to be this all or nothing aspect. So I don't make New Year's resolutions, but what I do is choose a word for the year. This year I have two. And I make commitments to myself. Commitments like, I'm committed to my health. I am committed to being more present in my marriage and relationships. I am committed to bringing the best of me that I possibly can to my clients. Now, these are broader in a sense, and there are goals to help me achieve these things. But essentially what I'm establishing is expectations for myself and expectations in how I want to go into this year. So it's not about the all or nothing when it comes to, like we may do when we're setting a resolution. And the reason that I really don't like setting a resolution beyond that all or nothing mindset is that it doesn't allow me the grace for falling off course, because that's the human thing. That's what happens. Regardless of where we're at in our journey, we are going to take some steps back. It's part of the change process. And it's okay, because even if we take a couple of steps back, we don't fall all the way back to the beginning. We're still so much further than from where we started, from that moment that we decided, I want my life to look different than what it does right now. So don't discount all the amazing things that you have done to get to the space that you're at right now, even when you may have fallen off course a little bit. And I think that's the important thing for me about the commitment piece, is because it offers that space and grace for yourself, because you can recommit. And falling a little off course doesn't mean that you're not committed to the overall journey, whether it be your health or that space of being more present in relationships or finding your recovery from burnout or implementing a new journaling practice. Whatever it is that you're working towards, you're still committed to that end result. That hasn't gone away. The process of getting there might change and evolve as you need it to. And that is really important for us to keep in mind. Now, I mentioned that I choose a word for the year. Last year, my word was visibility. I was on a mission to step outside of myself and really from being backstage on my own life. I wanted to step into my spotlight. I wanted to step into the purpose that was being laid out for me in supporting others through their burnout. And I've done a lot to achieve that, but I always kept that word in mind. When an opportunity would present itself and fear would also come up, and I'd start to waver and think about saying no instead of allowing myself to have the chance, I reminded myself of that word, that I wanted to be visible, and reminded myself that this opportunity, these things that are coming up, are there for me to be visible. And so I need to put fear aside, not ignore her necessarily, but put her aside, maybe ask her to be quiet, and then move forward into the opportunity. Now, my words for 2022 are opportunity and connection. I want to take that visibility and utilize that for more open doors, for open windows, for all kinds of different opportunities that come to me. Now, this continues my commitment to continue to say yes to myself and not reject myself before anyone else does. So continuing to say yes to those opportunities and being intentional about what those opportunities could mean for me. Connection. I want to connect more with my clients, more with you, more with myself, more in my relationships, my family, my partner, my friends. And to be honest, I want to let go of some of the resentments that I'm holding on in regard to previous relationships, whether those be friendships or actual intimate relationships, or resentments that I have towards family members. It's important for me to forgive and shift and move on in this aspect because I don't want to continue to carry these heavy suitcases with me into 2022. So this last week, I've done a lot of reflecting in that regard. What do these resentments mean? Why am I still holding on to them? What would it mean and what would it feel like to release them, to let them go, to forgive and move on with an open heart and an open mind? Now that's exciting to me. And you may be thinking, yeah, I've got some stuff that I can let go. I've got some stuff that I can leave behind. There's some baggage that I don't need to keep packing along with me. So some of the other reflections that I do at the end of the year include, what am I grateful for this past year? What accomplishments have I gained? What lessons have I learned? And the biggest piece in regard to those resentments, what do I want to leave behind in this year? What do I not want to carry forward with me into 2022? Now, listeners, I really encourage you to spend some time reflecting on that. And remember, it doesn't matter that the new year has already started, because your journey can start anytime. And I love that for you. Now, I talked a little bit about resentments. And I want to close today's show with a recovery moment of letting go of resentments by forgiving faults. Now, this is something you can do in reflection for yourself, in reflection to others or other relationships. But it's important that we don't hang on to resentments, that we find a way of releasing them, because they hold us in that burn event space. They keep us in burnout, and they make it harder for us to move into the burnout recovery space. So let's go ahead and jump in. Bit of a shorter episode this week, but important to simply welcome you back to the new year. The word resentment comes from Latin roots. Its original meaning was to feel again. We all deal with resentments, holding on to harm that has been caused in the past. This is a painful experience. When you hold on like this, you feel the pain repeatedly. Sometimes these resentments may feel like they offer security from future harm. But with forgiveness, you can free up space in the heart and allow love and care to take root. This practice of forgiveness will help you let go of these painful experiences and offer freedom to the mind and heart. Find a comfortable meditative posture and invite gentleness into the body from the very beginning. Take a breath in through your nose and out. In through your nose and out. If you're comfortable and it feels natural, allow your eyes to close. Take a breath in through your nose and out. Notice any discomfort or tension in the body and try to soften around it. Send your breath to the space and ask it to release and relax. Take a breath in through your nose and out. Now, bring to mind someone you feel resentful toward. When new to this practice, don't choose the strongest resentment in your heart. Instead, start where it's a little bit easier. Notice the harm that was caused and why you feel resentful. Connect with the intention to cultivate an open and loving heart. If there is resistance, notice its presence without pushing it away. It takes time to reopen the heart, so don't force anything. Begin offering phrases of forgiveness, connecting the words as much as you are able. Say a phrase slowly in your head, finding a rhythm. It may be helpful to offer a phrase with each inhale or exhale, or with every other exhale. Use these phrases. I forgive you. I forgive you as much as I am able to in this moment. May I let this pain free itself from my heart. I forgive you. I forgive you as much as I am able to in this moment. May I let this pain free itself from my heart. I forgive you. I forgive you as much as I am able to in this moment. May I let this pain free itself from my heart. I forgive you. I forgive you as much as I am able to in this moment. May I let this pain free itself from my heart. I forgive you. I forgive you as much as I am able to in this moment. May I let this pain free itself from my heart. Take a breath in through your nose and out. Turn toward yourself, recognizing that you too have caused harm to others. You don't need to engage in stories about the harm you've caused. Just recognize that you indeed caused difficulties for others, whether you intended to or not. Call to mind a specific person you have hurt. By asking for forgiveness from this person, use these phrases. I ask for forgiveness for any harm I have caused you. May you find room in your heart to forgive me. May you forgive one another. I ask for forgiveness for any harm I have caused you. May you find room in your heart to forgive me. May you forgive one another. I ask for forgiveness for any harm I have caused you. May you find room in your heart to forgive me. May you forgive one another. Keep breathing. Slow, calming, relaxing breaths. Now leave both the person you are forgiving and the person you've hurt and return to your own body, bringing that awareness into your body, allowing the noises around you to enter your mind. Take a breath. In through your nose and out. In through your nose and out. Continuing to rest your awareness on your breath before slowly opening your eyes. Take with you the feeling of forgiveness. And maybe the lightness in your heart felt by letting go of those resentments or judgment upon yourself for hurting others. It's an important piece of starting any new journey. It's reflecting and allowing the past to be there. Remember, for more recovery moments, you can follow me at Dr. Kate Steiner on Instagram and be sure to subscribe to the From Burnout to Recovery show on YouTube. I'm so grateful for each of you joining today. I'm grateful for this new year. I am grateful for the opportunities and connection that are going to be coming for me and for you. Thank you for joining me today on the From Burnout to Recovery show with Dr. Kate on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Kate, and I wish you peace on your journey. Thank you for joining me on the front porch today. And remember, if you'd like to start your burnout recovery journey, be sure to download the free Burnout to Recovery Reflection Journal on my website at drkatesteiner.com. Be well. My friends. Thank you for joining me, Dr. Kate, on the From Burnout to Recovery show, where you are starting your journey to burnout recovery. You are invited to join me on the front porch every second and fourth Friday of the month on transformationtalkradio.com to continue growing in resilience and integrating recovery into your daily life. If you would like to learn more or find out how to work with me, visit liftwellnessconsulting.com.